Hey everybody, and this is Chit Chat with Scorpio with your host, Scorpio Queen. So today's episode is going to be about panhandling. So we all are aware that when we walk the streets, you know, there's a lot of homeless people who panhandle, right? Well, now there is a new way of that people have been panhandling. And one of the craziest things is that the most people that have been doing it are people that actually can take care of their own selves. I'm not talking about the ones that are in need of help. I'm talking about the ones that don't need the help, but yet are begging people to pay their bills or begging people to buy their food and stuff. So, and it's not on, it's on the internet, but it's mostly on an app called Biggo, B-I-G-O. Now, if you have never heard of this app is an app where people can show off their talents and be paid for it as a host. They would have to join an agency in order for Biggo to pay you. Now, I'm on the app. And I have seen so much stuff on the app. It's a lot of hosts that now all of a sudden, I don't even know who started it, but now there are so many people who are hosts begging for Cash App money. All the while, they're getting paid by Biggo. So basically, they're bleeding the people dry out of their money, and sadly these people are allowing them to do it, which is crazy to me, because if you're on an app and you're literally getting paid to be a host and these people can see, in order for them to be paid, the people have to throw beans, certain amount of beans that they have in their gift box on the app, to the host in order for them to meet a quota, right? So now, but the way, and it's not even Biggo that's doing it, it's the people on Biggo. So now the way they're doing it is either they want the gifts one day, or they want people just to not throw gifts at them, but to Cash App them. And the saddest part is that a lot of these hosts are very, very abusive. So if you don't give to them, they'll cuss you out, call you all types of name, except for a child of God. They'll be, literally belittle you because you do not give. Or you get kicked out the room because you're not either gifting or you're not sending any Cash Apps. Now, I always tell people that you have to be careful with stuff like that, because some people be on the app scamming. They'll lie and say that they need money because maybe the lights are off, or a bill needs to be, the light bill needs to be paid, or phone bill needs to be paid because their cell phones are getting shut off. Whatever the case may be, but people are using this particular app to beg for Cash Apps. And I'm always trying to tell people to stop allowing these hosts to make you feel like you're obligated to take care of them, because you're not. These people have families to take care of. Instead of just throwing their money away to people that you don't know, that you would never see in life, especially knowing that they're getting paid by Biggo, keep your money in your pocket. Stop giving to these people on these apps because they're already getting paid. Now, the whole problem is, the reason why they do it is because they get paid monthly. They don't get paid weekly like some apps do. There are some apps that they do pay weekly, but Biggo is an app that pays monthly. So since they have to work their butts off to even hit the quota that they're trying to make in order to get paid, they are also begging for Cash App money, which is crazy to me. And what's really crazy to me is that these people are doing it, not even realizing that they're literally being scammed. Some people are just begging for Cash App money because they just want Cash App money instead of waiting to be paid by Bigo. Okay. Technically, to me, and this is my opinion, I really think that Bigo should get shut down because there's too much going on Bigo. People are scamming people. There's been one person, he went by the name of Nature Boy. He was arrested for committing a crime live on Bigo. This was like about a year ago, because he's still locked up and has not even gone to trial yet. But he got arrested on Bigo. And everybody, basically, the whole entire app that found out about it has talked about it. I mean, talked about it. And now there's another situation where a guy, he goes by the name of Pastor P. His real name is Keith Jones. A couple of months ago, he was in a very bad motorcycle accident. And there is a big old family called the Mega Church, which he had created. He is the founder of. And since he's had the motorcycle accident, you know, he can't walk. He's learning how to walk now. And he's talking a little bit as his mom has spoken. But the problem is, a lot of people have been sending money to his Cash App. And somehow, now all of a sudden, all that money is gone. And I'm talking thousands and thousands of dollars. All that money in his account is gone. Now, I could understand that a lot of people, because he does have a lot of supporters, wanted to help him out. But it's a lot of fishy things going on concerning him and his Cash App. Well, basically concerning his Cash App, not even him. Because it's somebody on the app, you go by the name of Tommy K, and other people and his mom, they trying to figure out who stole his money out of his Cash App. Because everybody knows that he does not use a bank. He doesn't have a bank account. So that's been a big issue. And see, this is the reason why, even though, you know, people have hearts, we all have hearts and we all want to help. But at the same time, we've got to use discernment, because what happens is that people know how to prey on people's emotions to get what they want. Now, here's another example, and I think I talked about her before. Her name is Erica Watson. She has a son who is in stage 5 kidney failure, and she went on this particular app and was begging for money to raise $3,000 so that she can get a car. Now, me doing what I always do, research people, I found out that she had already made $3,000. She did the same thing last year. She used a GoFundMe account, raised about $4,740 for a car. Don't know if she even bought the car last year. Started the GoFundMe account on May 11th of last year. Don't know if she even bought a car last year. But then she came on an app called Bigo, and she started begging for Cash App money to raise $3,000. Now, I and my husband was going to help her, but when she went back on the app and started dragging us, and when we found out that she was scamming, we decided to pull everything. And we actually made the money for her, but we had to give that money back to all the people who donated. And they really didn't want to take the money back, but it was the right thing to do, to give everybody back their money. Because we were not going to do is help a woman who is on an app scamming people. Later found out, because she told on herself by going live in someone else's room and letting everybody know that she lied to the Kidney Foundation and said she had a car when she never had one in the beginning. So basically, she committed fraud. See, this is the type of stuff that I be talking about. Yes, it's a sad situation that her son is in. And, you know, we really, really felt bad. That was one of the reasons why we wanted to help. But at the same time, we was not going to be scammed. And we've had a lot of people calling and texting us, telling us not to help this woman because this woman was scamming. She not only did that, but she took it a bit further. And it included the Rough Riders. She contacted a Rough Rider from South Carolina. His name is Skinner. I believe his real name is Pete Hamlin. Right? Hired him to meet with my husband. And we had already spoken to him on the phone about some other business that we were trying to take care of. So we didn't think nothing of it. He told us he was coming to Greensboro, North Carolina, so that my husband could sign some papers with the Rough Riders, because there was such a discrepancy of whether or not he was a Rough Rider, and he actually is. His president that he was under passed away in 2009. The person that actually vested him was DMX. So this guy came to Greensboro. They met at Taco Bell. And all of a sudden, he got assaulted, and then was called a scammer. Now, nobody scammed this woman. In order for you to scam somebody, you have to have taken something from them. Money was not taken from her. The money was not even given to her. The money was sent back to all the people that donated. So nobody stole anything, and nobody scammed her. And the fact that he would assault him for that reason let us know that Erica Watson was behind the assault. So now Erica Watson is going to be facing jail time because she is going to be getting arrested. Again, this is why you have to really be careful of who you are helping on the internet. Because you come across people like Erica Watson. Anytime that somebody says that they need help on the internet, you need to do extensive research on the person. Do a background check. Something. We did all that. Hired a private detective. Got a whole lot of information on this Erica Watson person. She has no idea what's about to happen to her. No idea. But the good thing about it, and yes, it is a good thing about it, is that a lot of people on the app are finally realizing that she's a scammer. It's not the first time she's ever scammed people. She owes a woman, I can only mention her username. I don't know her real name. But she goes by Empress Paris on Bigo. She owns an agency on Bigo. And she was, Erica Watson was actually one of her hosts. And she was nice enough to give her $1,500 to go towards her getting a car. Now, the rest of the money she got, I'm guessing that she could have gotten it from the president, Hottie, from Mobile, Alabama, Rough Riders. Or however else she could have gotten it. But somehow she was able to make $3,000. And she did buy a car. Now, see, the problem with us, myself and my husband, is that when we started to help her, she started getting greedy. She started acting like she was entitled. She, just before we could even make some money, do a fundraiser for her, she called me, and she's on the phone with a car dealership, knowing that she doesn't even have any money. Knowing that money was not even given to her. She calls the car dealership starts talking to them about getting a car, and they want to tell me to cut a $3,000 check. We haven't even started raising money yet. But she wanted us to cut a $3,000 check. She wanted us to stop trying to do a fundraiser, cut the check, and then continue to do the fundraiser. That's not how an organization goes. That's not what an organization do. And that's when she got upset and went back on the app, or she was still on the app live while she did all this, and started dragging us like we did something wrong, which we didn't. So, again, this is the reason why you have to be careful on this app, on the app. If you ever come across Bigo, decide to download it, which I hope you don't. Or even on Facebook, or even on any other social media platform, be very careful of the people that come to you asking you for money, because you got to discern what the motive is. Sometimes people are genuine, sometimes people have a hidden motive. You got to definitely use discernment. I used my discernment. I did a lot of research, a lot of searching on Erica Watson, and the stuff that I found on her, that's how I found her own GoFundMe page. I found her old GoFundMe page where she made $4,740, and that was last year. I also found a CODA page that's attached to the Kidney Foundation trying to raise $35,000. Only 6 people donated to that. She has never mentioned that CODA account ever again since then. She only mentioned it maybe once or twice. Now she doesn't mention it at all. Now all she does is be on the app talking about other mothers and how they parent their kids. Attacking them, calling people all types of names. Acting entitled, like people are supposed to continue to support her. Mad because people stopped coming to her live. I mean, it's just a bunch of crazy stuff. But I just want to make people aware that you got to use discernment before you decide to want to help somebody financially on the internet. The internet has become the new way of panhandling. A lot of these people, like I said before, a lot of these people, they're making money on the app like Bigo, but yet they are still using people to send them Cash App money. Don't be a fool. Stop sending people Cash App money. If you are on the Bigo app, stop sending these hosts Cash App money and let them hosts wait till they are paid. If their phone get cut off, oh well. They can wait till they get their check to get their phone put on. If their lights get cut off, there are many ways out there that they can get their lights put back on. You are not a piggy bank for these people. You're not a piggy bank. You have your own family to take care of. You have your own family to take care of. Think of your own family before you just give your money away. This is something that I really, really wanted to talk about. It's really been on me because I'm so tired of these people that I see on this app begging for Cash App money, and they're sitting there getting paid by Bigo. They're getting paid by Bigo. But getting Cash App money. Please stop. Stop giving these people money. Keep your money in your pocket and take care of your family. Okay. As for Erica Watson, y'all stay tuned for that one. Because, it's going to be a lot. I'm also going to be doing a podcast on the Rough Riders too. Mm-hmm. So y'all stay tuned, okay? Thank you all for listening, and y'all have a great day. Bye for now.